Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Antigo to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday. And man, oh man, hard to believe that Thanksgiving is tomorrow. This is the first year, by the way, first year ever that my wife and I are going to be hosting. My parents stopped by before I shortly came here. They dropped off the most important thing, obviously, which was the turkey. And they also dropped off some port wine that was aged for 20 years, which... if you know anything about me, I love a good drink on Thanksgiving. I love a good drink, period. But drinking with family members can be extra, extra, extra fun. Because then you actually sound coherent and smart when you drink.
I'm a college man! I won't need my high school diploma anymore! I am too smart! I am too smart! I am too smart! I am too smart! S-M-R-T! I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
That's all you need to know. We got a jam-packed show for you tonight. Unfortunately, we were supposed to have Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game on to talk about the Packers' win over the 49ers, but unfortunately, he has come down under the weather.
Wah, wah, wah.
So we'll try and have him on next week instead. But also today, we got Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley joining the show. We're going to talk about the team's opener coming up against Amory this weekend. We're also going to talk about the Bucks and their recent hot stretch. After starting off 2-8, they now sit at 9-9 on the season. We're going to talk Badger football struggles with Nebraska. And, of course, Badger basketball taking on Chicago State on Saturday after winning the Greenbrier Championship. But first, we're going to go ahead and begin with the Packers.
20-19 Green Bay, 3 seconds to go. They'll place it down to the left hash mark. 36-yard line, 10 to the end zone, 46-yard field goal attempt. Torrey Taylor on the hold. Scott Daly the snap. Cairo Santos for the game. Signals being called. Here's the snap. Placement made. The kick is blocked.
It is blocked. It is blocked. And the Packers have won.
Beautiful.
It is blocked.
Beautiful.
It comes up short. And the Packers have won 11 straight over the Bears. 20-19. Oh my goodness, what a finish!
That was a great finish, by the way, last week. This past week, though, it was a lot more of a rout for the Packers. They decided they knocked off the 49ers 38-10 on Sunday, which that definitely deserves a in my honest opinion. So, the 49ers last week, they were playing without Trent Williams, Brock Purdy, Nick Bosa, Brandon Ayuk. They've been banged up. They have been banged up a lot this year. And a lot of people are not going to put a lot of stock into that win for Green Bay, which, you know what? I don't think there should be. However, the reason why this was an important win for the Packers is a couple of things. Number one, it keeps them in the mix of a division title. Now, to me, the division is going to come down to the final few games of the season because the Lions have the Bears tomorrow. And they've got Green Bay next Thursday. So the Lions and the Packers are both going to be working on back-to-back Thursday night games. Now, still, though, revenge on San Francisco, especially after a playoff loss last year, is always a good thing. It felt good when the Packers knocked off San Francisco on the road in 2020 after San Francisco shellacked them in 2019. And again, they were banged up that game, too. But it still feels good to get the win. That was complimentary football at its finest by the Packers. Three takeaways, turning into 21 Packer points. 106 rushing yards, three touchdowns for Josh Jacobs. The three scores tie career high. Jordan Love didn't necessarily wow anybody with his play, but he was able to avoid the mistakes being made. Threw 463 yards and two touchdowns. The only really bad, demerit that I would say on that performance was the Christian Watson drop in the end zone right before halftime. That's it. And I think that this game, more than anything, showed why the Packers went out in free agency and got two key stalwarts on both sides of the ball. They went out and got Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney in the offseason to four-year deals. Let's focus in on McKinney first. I don't know if people realize this, because McKinney, he's got a lot of interceptions. You realize he is tied for the league lead in picks this year with 7. He's tied with the Lions' Kirby Joseph for 7 interceptions. He's the first Packer to have 7 interceptions in a season since Charles Woodson back in 2011. Woodson also had 8 and 9 in respective years for Green Bay as well. He's now 3 off from tying the franchise record set by Irv Comp. If you don't know who Irv Comp is, I'm a Packers historian, and I had to look him up. That goes to show how much of an idiot I am.
What an idiot!
Irv Comp at 10 back in 1943. Now, he was a quarterback and a defensive back, so he was playing both sides. The fact that this man, Xavier McKinney, in spite of the team defensive rankings, the fact that he's not getting any consideration for Defensive Player of the Year is ridiculous. If you don't think that he should be that, if you don't think that he should get that award, that's fine. There's a lot, it's turned into a pass rusher award over the last few years. But the fact that he's not being considered, that's a problem to me. Now let's go to Josh Jacobs. There's a lot of hype across the NFL about how well Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry have been performing on their new teams. And they have. Those two lead the league in rushing, respectively. Saquon Barkley ran wild over the Rams on Sunday night. And Derrick Henry continues to run wild as well. And the Chargers had a good defense as well. So Saquon Barkley has 1,392 yards rushing. Derrick Henry has 1,325 yards rushing. You know who's third in the NFL in rushing? Oh, that'd be Josh Jacobs. 944 rushing yards this season for one of the new Packers. And I'm just going to put this in perspective, okay? That particular game showed me why the Packers went out and got Josh Jacobs. I love Aaron Jones. I know that he's in Minnesota, which is almost impossible for me to say. But he will go down as one of the greatest, the nicest Packers, one of the greatest Packers in franchise history. His best season as a Packer was in 2022 when he ran for 1,121 yards. Josh Jacobs could very well pass that tomorrow night, if he has a big game. If not, he could definitely pass it within the next couple of games. The best year for Eddie Lacy was 1,178 rushing yards in 2013. Ryan Grant's best season, Ryan Grant, who won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, had 1,253 rushing yards in his best season, which was 2009. Jacobs could easily pass all of those guys by the time the season's over. Easily. Easily. And last night, the reason why you went out and get a guy like Josh Jacobs is because when you start to get into these November and December games, I know Green Bay only has one home December game this year, but they also have one in January. They also go to Seattle, and Seattle is a tough place to play as well. This is why you give Josh Jacobs 20, 25, 30 carries, so that you can keep yourself honest with the ground game. Now let's talk about what this win means for Green Bay as of now. As it stands, the Packers are still third in the NFC North, which is incomprehensible to say to me, because the Vikings are 9-2 and the Lions are 10-1. 3 NFC North teams are in action Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. They're also the number 6 seed in the NFC. This is what Green Bay needs to do. They just need to keep winning. Tomorrow night's game is a big one, because Miami's coming in winning 3 straight. I think Green Bay has the edge, mainly because the Dolphins do not play well in cold weather. The last 11 games the Dolphins have played in 40 degrees or colder, they have lost every single one of them, including the wild-card playoff game in Kansas City last year. And in their last 22 games of temperature of games being 40 degrees or colder, the Dolphins are 2-20. Edge Green Bay. And with Green Bay saying, I know that there has been a lot of criticism about Jordan Love. Some of it is warranted. Some of it is unwarranted. Does he need to cut back on the turnovers? Yes. Let's be real about this, okay? But on the other side, receivers have got to catch the ball. You can't throw it and catch it, too. Receivers have been dropping passes. The Packers right now, they are tied for the league lead in drops. Tied for the league lead in drops. And there is such a thing. C.J. Stroud is going through this right now called a sophomore slump. I wouldn't necessarily call it that. So Jordan Love, sophomore slump is that he's thrown 18 touchdown passes and he's on pace for 30 again this year. For those of you, I'll go ahead and say this on the air, knuckleheads that think Malik Willis should be in over Jordan Love, then Carson Wentz should be put in over Patrick Mahomes, right? Geno Smith should be benched, and Sam Howell should be put in, right? Sam Darnold should be benched, right, for Nick Mullins? C.J. Stroud should be benched for Davis Mills. Kirk Cousins should be benched for Michael Penix. Those are the quarterbacks that lead the league in interceptions along with Jordan Love. Just because Jordan Love turns the ball over a little bit does not warrant him to be benched for a journeyman quarterback at best. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Malik Willis. What he did in Jordan Love's absence was great, and I don't think that Green Bay would be where they are right now without his play. Because if Green Bay loses to Indianapolis and Tennessee, instead of them being 9-3, they are 7-5, and they'd probably be on the outside looking in. So you're right. You know what? If you want to say that Malik Willis is a good reason why the Packers are where they are right now, yes, because he was able to beat Tennessee and Indianapolis. He had a game-winning drive against Jacksonville. But don't tell me that Malik Willis should be the full-time starter over Jordan Love. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. Not everyone is Patrick Mahomes. Not everyone is Josh Allen. Not everyone is Lamar Jackson. Cool off, and then come back to me when you're ready to converse coherently with me. Just something to pay attention to. Take a look at the NFL results from yesterday. A couple of big upsets and a bit of a funky week in Week 12. Meanwhile, starting off strong, Thursday night, Cleveland knocking off Pittsburgh 24-19, which was a surprise.
Mamma mia!
Detroit over Indianapolis 24-6. Vikings knock off the Bears in overtime 30-27 in a wild one. Tampa Bay over the Giants 30-7. Dallas upsetting Washington 34-26. Kansas City winning a nail biter over Carolina 30-27. Tennessee upsetting Houston 32-27. Denver over Vegas 29-19. Of course, Packers over Niners. Seattle defeating Arizona 16-6. Philly over the Rams 37-20. And the Ravens over the Chargers 30-23. I went 8-5 this week, which is not bad. And I've got 115 wins as opposed to 67 losses in terms of my overall record,
Yahoo!
Which I think is pretty good. Now looking at the playoff picture, not much has changed. The biggest one in the NFC, though, is the NFC West leader. With Arizona losing to Seattle, Seattle now takes over the number 3 spot. As of now, Detroit's still at number 1, Philadelphia's still at number 2, Atlanta's still at number 4, Minnesota's still at 5, Green Bay 6, Washington 7. Although with Washington losing their last 3, they could be on the outside looking in come postseason time. Meanwhile, in the AFC, the biggest change right now is Baltimore leapfrogging the Chargers from 5, those two switching paces from 5 to 6, Denver standing tight at 7, Pittsburgh at 3, Houston at 4, Buffalo at 2, and Kansas City at 1. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on WJJQ. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and chat some Milwaukee Bucks. They seem to be playing well. I'll tell you why. That's a good sign after this.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
If you're looking for a freshly cut, locally grown Christmas tree, then pick yours out today at Vigoods Do It Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Brian is featuring a beautiful selection of balsam trees from 6 to 10 feet. Vigoods Do It Express also has a variety of wreaths from 24 to 36 or the large 48-inch size wreath, plus an array of holiday decorations in their trim a tree department. Vigoods Do It Express, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, ready for the holidays.
Make it a warm holiday season with the Carrier Home Comfort System from Hilgi's LP Gas. Carrier makes one of the most efficient heating systems rated by Energy Star, so make sure you're prepared for our Northwoods winter with your new Carrier furnace. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. No matter what your home comfort needs, you can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue. Call Hilgi's at 453-3505.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grinnell invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob's serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a great day here in the Northwoods today. It's currently 5:48. We've got some snow falling here at our WJJQ studios. What do you say we dive into some Milwaukee Bucks?
VanVleet against Giannis. Crosses over, shovel pass, and count! Giannis gets the block! We got two to work with. Dame off the bounce against Brooks. Dame driving inside, kicks it to go.
So the Milwaukee Bucks, a couple weeks ago, I was stating about how this team struggled pretty mightily to begin the season. And they did. They honestly did. No question about it. Here's the thing, though. See, this is the thing that I think people need to understand. What has happened over the last couple of weeks is that the Bucks are playing more inferior competition than they had to begin the season. Now, they played against teams like Cleveland. They played against teams like New York. They played against teams like Boston. They played against a team like Orlando, who is currently the number three seed in the East. So they've been playing a lot of stiff competition to begin the day. I didn't think that Cleveland was going to be as good as it was. I thought Boston was going to be. I definitely thought that Houston was going to be good. I thought that they were going to be improved under Coach Ime Udoka. But I also understand that this is an old lineup with not a lot of depth. But what's given this Bucks team a boost? Outside of the drop-off in competition. Outside of the drop-off in competition, because the teams that they've beat over the last couple of weeks are not that good, in my opinion. The Bucks have now won 8 wins in their last 9 games, including beating Miami last night over without Giannis, which I think has been their second most impressive win in the stretch. So these are the wins that Milwaukee's had. Toronto, Detroit, Houston, that's a quality win. Chicago, Indiana, I consider that quality, even though the Pacers are struggling mightily with injuries. Charlotte, and Miami. Now, they split with Charlotte because there was a controversial call that ended that particular game. But if you ask me, I told Doc Rivers at that time, and I said, Doc needs to do a lot more coaching and a lot less complaining. That's it. That's all he needs to do. He needs to coach more. He can't complain. Because if he complains every single time the Bucks go up and down the field, he's probably going to become the most teed up coach in the NBA if he keeps this up. So, what seems to be working is the young guys stepping up and playing to their ability. Young guys stepping up and playing to their ability. That includes A.J. Green and Andre Jackson Jr. These two, A.J. Green is an undrafted free agent a couple of years ago from Northern Iowa. Andre Jackson was a first-round pick a couple of years ago. These two have provided the spark that the Bucks have desperately needed over the last few games. I'm just going to say that right off the bat. They really have. AJ Green, for those of you that are not familiar with him, he is a 3-and-D player, your classic 3-and-D player. He's a little undersized for a 2 guard. I think he's like 6'3", 6'4", but he can shoot the lights out. They, in Milwaukee, I kid you not, this is not a pun, this is not one that I came up with, they are calling him Dairy Bird. Yes, you heard that right. Dairy Bird. He has been a great three-point shooter, and he's been a very good complement to the guys off the bench like Bobby Portis. Andre Jackson Jr. was put into the starting lineup mainly because the Bucks needed to find a different voice offensively and defensively. Gary Trent Jr. was not cutting it out as a starter. He was struggling from the field. Now that he's come off the bench, he is more comfortable with his role, which is a sixth or seventh man coming in and making sure that he gives you 10 to 15 points. Very similar to what Bobby Portis is as a big. So they're playing well over the last couple of weeks. They have won 8 out of their last 9. They're now back at 500. They're 9-9, which right now in the Eastern Conference, that is good for 5th. Because that's how bad the conference has been so far this year. You look at the rest of the teams in the East. There are 4 teams that are over 500 in the Eastern Conference as we speak. They are Cleveland, who's at 17-1, still playing like the best team in basketball right now. Defending champion Boston at 15-3. Orlando at 12-7. The Knicks at 10-7. At number 5, you have the Bucks at 9-9. Then after that, you've got Miami at 7-8, Indiana at 8-10, Brooklyn at 8-10, Chicago at 8-11, and Detroit at 8-11. And then right on the outside looking in for the playoffs, you got Atlanta, Charlotte, Toronto, Philadelphia, who has been just an absolute crap show through the first 16 games of the season, and Washington, who the Bucks have in their next game this Saturday night. I want to see how well they do against some superior competition. The other thing is, it seems like that Giannis and Damian Lillard, in spite of all of this, they seem to be picking up their rhythm. They seem to be picking up their chemistry. They seem to be performing a lot better under these circumstances. They just are. And it's a testament to them. It's a testament to Doc Rivers that they're trying to get this figured out, because it's not easy to take a superstar that averaged 30 points a game and put him with another superstar that averaged 30 points a game. It doesn't happen all that often in the NBA. And sometimes it gels together. Sometimes it's disjointed. Last year was disjointed. The first 10 games of this year, they were disjointed. The only thing I want to see is how well this team does with a consistent basis. Can they put together wins against good teams down the stretch? Now, what will help them is that they have won all 3 of their NBA Cup group play games. All 3 of them. They beat Toronto pretty handily. They beat Indiana, and they beat Miami. Those 2 got a little too close for comfort because the Bucks had huge leads, and both teams were able to come back and make it a competitive game. It came down to a game-tying 3 against Miami by Terry Rozier last night. This is who they have coming up. They've got Washington, worst team in the East, at Detroit, who is 3 games below 500, still a competitive game. You got Atlanta, who's struggling. Then after that, you got at Boston, at Brooklyn, and at Cleveland. I want to see how well they do in that 3-game stretch. That particular 3-game stretch. Because what the Bucks need to do, if they want to compete for a title, they have to get wins against quality teams. They'll probably beat Washington, my best guess, with or without Giannis. They'll probably beat Detroit, with or without Giannis. Will they beat Atlanta? Probably, with or without Giannis. So that's 3 more wins right there. That should be, let me do the math here, 11 wins in 12 games. That would put them at 12-9 when they start to head back out on that road trip. Again, the Bucks are starting to play a lot better than I think that anyone anticipated under Doc Rivers. Now, do I think they could keep it up? They could. They're going to need another piece, though. They are going to need a 5th starter. All due respect to Andre Jackson Jr., he's a guy that comes in off the bench and gives you defense and rebounding. And he's played well. He has played incredibly well. He will give you 100% effort, no questions asked, the minute he steps out on the floor. And you want a guy like that. You want somebody like that. The other thing is, I don't know if you can necessarily win a title with this particular starting lineup. Now, the good news is that Chris Middleton is now playing 5-on-5 scrimmages, which means he should be back. Which means that the growing consensus is that he's going to be back after Thanksgiving, which is a good thing. It's a very good thing. But now you have to make the decision of, is Torian Prince going to be your fifth starter? And to be honest, I don't know the answer to that question. Prince has played incredibly well starting the first 20 games of the season for this team. Is it going to be enough? And of course, the Bucks are probably going to have to make a move or something. They've been linked to potentially getting either Cam Thomas or Dorian Finney-Smith from Brooklyn, which would be an upgrade. If you're able to get Cam Thomas with this crew, who is a 20-point-per-game scorer and is young, that would be a huge boost. They need to make a move for another player. Their depth is starting to improve, but I would like them to get a little bit deeper. Now, again, the Bucks could very well be going 10, 11 deep. They can do that. They can legitimately do that if they're able to put forth their best efforts. Brook Lopez has also been a hot stretch. He had a couple of big threes last night. Bobby Portis has been playing incredibly well over the last few games. Seems like the things are coming together. Let's see if they can keep this up. If they keep up this play, Giannis, by the way, is averaging 32. Damian Lillard is averaging 26. And he had 37 last night. Second most points by a Buck against Miami. Only two, Mo Williams back in 2008. Bucks might be turning things around. Let's see how these next couple of weeks play out. We'll be able to talk about them after they play Washington and at Detroit, which I honestly believe they'll win both of those games, regardless if Giannis plays or not. But it's another thing to keep in mind as well, as we start to get into December and January. They need to win games a lot more often. Something to keep in mind. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 at WJJQ Tomahawk. Coming up in part two of the show, we are going to chat about Bucks basketball and why they might be able to surprise some people with their play. They're now ranked number 15 in the country after winning the Greenbrier Tip-Off Championship. We'll talk about that. We'll also chat with Hatchet Hockey Coach Dewey Riley. Got the chance to sit down with him earlier today to talk about the beginning of the season. And we'll also talk about Badger football and what needs to be wiped of that. Needless to say, that's all coming up on part two of the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. 23 degrees in the Northwoods under overcast skies, 76 degrees. About a 20% chance of snow coming up tonight. It is just about 6 o'clock, which means it is time for our CBS World News Roundup at 6.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Cue on WJJQ.
Holiday getaway expectation.
Record-setting travel volume.
Sloppy holiday on the East Coast.
A rainy start to Thanksgiving.
President-elect Donald Trump transitions elections become
the targets of swatting and bomb threats.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The great Thanksgiving getaway is underway, with today being the busiest travel day before the holiday. CBS's Bradley Blackburn on what it's like out there.
Airlines expect their busiest travel day before the holiday today, with 2.9 million flyers. The FAA even opened up some express lanes typically reserved for the military along the East and Gulf coasts.
The good news for drivers, some relief at the pump with gas prices about 19 cents lower than last year. Gas Buddy is tracking 30 states with average gas prices below the $3 per gallon mark right now. Storms are expected up and down the East Coast tomorrow. CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore is keeping an eye on today's travel conditions.
The main impact is going to be from the high plains into the plain states as this storm system moves east. We could even see some severe weather along the northern Gulf states. Overall, though, the East Coast relatively calm today, actually relatively mild conditions before that storm system moves to the east.
The FBI and local law enforcement are investigating incidents of swatting targeting several of President-elect Donald Trump's administration picks. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
In this case, there were police that showed up on some of the doorsteps of these officials. In addition, certain individuals, Representative Lee Zeldin, saying that he received a threat of a pipe bomb at his home. So we're seeing a bit of variety here.
The Trump transition team says dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter them. The judge in the so-called hush money case against President-elect Trump has decided not to give Trump and his team extra time to analyze motions made by special counsel Jack Smith. Attorneys for the president-elect asked for an additional 3 days to look over the material. More from CBS's Graham Case.
The special counsel ended up making those filings about a week early, and the judge in the New York case told Trump's lawyers that means no dice for the extension. The judge said that should give Trump's lawyers plenty of time to make the filing they had planned to make to dismiss the case.
A judge has again denied Sean Diddy Combs' bid for bail and orders the music mogul to remain in jail ahead of his sex trafficking trial. Balloons, really big ones, are being blown up in New York City for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I like the balloons up in the sky because you can see it going very high, and it makes you want, like, to touch one.
On Wall Street, losses for big tech pulled stocks lower. Now this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Ohio's governor has signed a bill limiting bathroom use by transgender students. WBNS-TV's Doug Petcash.
All students will need to use the bathroom that aligns with the gender they were assigned at birth, their biological sex. This new ban impacts all schools, public or private, including universities. It also prohibits schools from building any all-gender restrooms.
Opponents had hoped the Republican governor, Mike DeWine, would veto the bill because he vetoed a measure banning gender-affirming care for minors. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, the U.S. Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure, ticked up 2.3% in October from a year earlier. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger pointing out,
this report may not dissuade the Federal Reserve from taking action at its meeting in December, but it might mean the Fed is going to slow down its rate drop campaign.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. and a very good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. You're tuned in to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Temperature in the Northwoods at 23 degrees under overcast skies. Got a 20% chance for snow tonight into tomorrow. We'll have our weather forecast from Brittany Merlone next. And then after that, we're going to dive in to some Badger basketball.
You want your land to be the best it can be? It all starts with LS Tractors at Ingman Service. A huge selection of capabilities and a wide range of implements deliver superior performance from landscaping to hobby farming. Count on LS Tractors' legendary durability, the solutions you want, and ready when you need it. For a complete line of tractors, parts, and LS Tractor implements, visit Ingman Service at 2508 County Road L in Tomahawk. Special financing is available through LS Tractor. LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
The forecast for the Northwoods, cloudy and chilly tonight, with temperatures bottoming out in the mid-teens. Winds are calm now out of the north, but they'll get feisty tonight and become blustery tomorrow. So we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the mid-20s will probably feel more like the mid-teens. We do have frigid wind chills moving in by tomorrow night, with flurries possible. Temperatures will fall to near 10 degrees, and for Friday, only climb a few degrees to the upper teens. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WJJQ.
Wild Rivers Group Real Estate offers unparalleled service to all clients in the Northwoods real estate market. Your complete satisfaction with our service and representation is our number one priority. Hi, this is Matt Tyler. Whether you are considering buying a home, selling a home, Wild Rivers Group knows the area inside and out. Call me at 490-1820 or stop by our offices at 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk or check us out online at wildriversgroup.com. We're ready to serve you at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
And welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. It is 6:07 here at our WJJQ studios. Had a very, very busy day here today, you know? See, the thing is, folks, obviously, as I said, I'm hosting Thanksgiving. One of the things that my wife and I decided to do before Thanksgiving was upgrade our couch. The couch that we had was $500. We bought it when we were living in an apartment in Iowa. And we got a very nice $1,600 couch, and it was an absolute hassle to get in. Absolute hassle to get in. Again, I'm happy that they got it in, but you know, it really sucks having to move a couch in, and moving sucks in general. I'm glad that I don't have to do that for an extended period of time. Speaking of moving, the Badger basketball team is moving on up. We'll chat with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley later on. We also got Wisconsin football coming up. As much as I don't like to talk about it, we have to because there are some issues. But we're going to keep it going on the hardwood with some Badger basketball. What do you say?
Big Ten beware! The Badgers are legit! Upset number 9, Arizona, 103-88.
And allow me to say, folks, the Badgers are legit. They are legit. I'm going to be honest with you. I did have a lot of high expectations for the team this year. I didn't think that they were going to finish as low as 12. I thought they were at least going to finish in the top 10. Mainly because there's a lot of new faces coming in. Not a lot of people knew what was going to come with John Tanjay. AJ Storr didn't play well defensively last year. We weren't sure how well Tanjay was going to play defensively. But overall, folks, let me tell you something. This team is fun to watch. I'm just going to say that right off the bat. They are fun to watch. They have put up 80 points. The Badger basketball team, known for slowing the game down, playing tight defense, mucking up the game, making it ugly. They put up 80 points in every game but one so far this year. And the one game that they didn't put up 80, they put up 79. Over the weekend, the Badgers competed at the Greenbrier Tip-Off Championship in West Virginia, and I was able to watch the first game. The second game I wasn't able to watch because I was covering the Packer game in Lambeau Field on Sunday. Wisconsin over UCF 86-70, and let me tell you folks, UCF is a good program. They're a very balanced team. They were able to knock off Texas A&M in their season opener. They came in undefeated. John Blackwell, 17 points. John Tanjay, 15. Nolan Winter with a double-double. Embrace yourselves, folks. Winter is coming.
Nice.
13-10, Kamari McGee with 14 off the bench. That deserves a... Yeah! Hold on. Yeah! There you go. And then in the championship game, Tanjay turned into another big scorer when Wisconsin needed it. 33 points, 7 rebounds on 19 shots. That is unbelievable. 33.7 boards, 10 for 10 from the free throw line. John Blackwell at 14 points as well. It is John Squared that is working. John Squared. Yes, I said that. And let me tell you something, folks, right off the bat. This might very well be the best team that Wisconsin has had since Decker and Kaminsky. Let's just go ahead and say that. Decker and Kaminsky to now, it seems like a lifetime.
2,000 years later.
And Wisconsin, the thing with the Badgers, they are fun to watch. Again, here are the rankings, by the way, for Wisconsin basketball so far this year, to just put it in its perspective. Wisconsin is currently, let me pull up the record here so that I get it right. They are 7-0 on the season, okay? 7-0, all right? They're top 35 in team turnovers. They're still not turning the ball over. They're averaging 87 points per game. That is not a typo.
Are you crazy?
Are you out of your mind?
87 points per game, which is top 35 in the nation. And again, scoring in terms of college basketball, it's so misconstrued because of the competition that you go up against consistently. But 87 points in a Power 4 program is unbelievable. They are top 25 in offensive rating. They have picked up the pace a little bit, but they still slow it down. They still work for good shots. They still work for great shots. The thing is, they've got scores. The only starter that's been struggling so far this year is Max Klesman. That's it. And he's shooting 39% from the field. That's just mind-boggling to me. Wisconsin as a team is shooting 48% from the field and 36% from three-point range. Now, do I think that this will continue throughout the whole season? No. You're going to be playing against better teams than UCF and Pittsburgh in the Big Ten. You've got a game against Marquette coming up in about a week and a half, and that is going to be a great matchup. I'm looking forward to watching that. I wish I could be there for that game. That matchup between Wisconsin and Marquette might be the best matchup that Wisconsin's going to have all season long. You look at the other teams that are on Wisconsin's schedule. They play Indiana, who's currently ranked 14th and playing well. They play Purdue, who's ranked 13th and still playing incredibly well. That's it in terms of ranked teams after Marquette. They put 103 up on Arizona. 103! They put up 79 against Montana State. That's the only game in which they've scored less than 80 points. The points that they put up, 85, 87, 103, 87, 86, 81. You're noticing a trend? John Tanjay's averaging 23 points a game. He's shooting 54% from the field, 40.5% from three-point range, and 95% from the free throw line.
Mamma mia.
Exactly. Mamma mia. John Blackwell, 16 points, 47.5% from the field, 38.5% from three-point range, 81% from the free throw line. Oh, man. Nolan Winter averaging 9.5 points. He's shooting 66% from the field and 45.5% from three-point range.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Let me tell you, folks. If you have not got the chance to watch Badger basketball, I beg you, watch this team. They are entertaining. You can't turn off your television when you put these guys on. This team could make things very, very interesting in the Big Ten. Now, do I think that they'll win the Big Ten? In the regular season, it's hard to say because so much can happen and we're only a couple months in. Do I think that they're going to keep these numbers up throughout the course of the season? No, I don't. Let's be real about this. But could these guys shoot, let's say, 45% from the field, 38, 39% from three-point range, and 85% from the free throw line? Could these guys, could that happen? Yes. Badger basketball is back in business, at least for now. I implore you folks, watch this team play. You will not be disappointed with what you see on the court from Bucky. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. It is 6:15. I got to go ahead and rest my voice for a second here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to chat with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley. We get a season preview from him, including a look at the tournament in Amory coming up on Friday. That's next here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Make your next vehicle buying experience easy at Bremen Merrill Ford. How? Let's start with our sales team, who consistently ranks among the top in overall sales experience and sales satisfaction. Ranked high because of their commitment to making everyone's vehicle buying experience easy and enjoyable. And of course, the obvious. Bremen Merrill Ford will give you the absolute best price on all new and used trucks and SUVs. In addition to the best price, Bremen Merrill Ford has the best selection of late model trucks and SUVs to choose from. All inspected and fully reconditioned by factory trained and experienced Ford technicians. emissions. Buying your next vehicle is easier than you think at Bremen Merrill Ford. With their top-rated sales team, best price, and huge selection of premium trucks and SUVs. Come see why everyone is saying it's so easy to find their next vehicle at Bremen Merrill Ford. Exit 211 South Merrill. Online at BremenMerrillFord.com.
It's easier than you think at Bremen Merrill Ford.
Does retirement feel like a distant dream? With the right plan, it's closer than you think. Wealth Strategy Group's Route to Retire creates a step-by-step financial plan to turn that dream into reality. We'll help you identify your goals, navigate obstacles, and stay on course. Take control of your future today, because your dream retirement starts with a solid plan. Visit WSGinvest.com or call 715-453-0722 to learn more. Route to Retire, your roadmap to a successful tomorrow.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Tired of living with pain and discomfort? Would you like help that's invested in your progress and your personal goals? And if so, Health in Motion Physical Therapy is here for you. Health in Motion ensures you'll receive personalized care from a team of experienced therapists who have remained dedicated to treating the Tomahawk community. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Health in Motion will discuss your insurance benefits with you so you know what to expect before treatment starts. And they offer affordable self-pay rates so you can focus on feeling better, not unexpected bills. Don't wait in pain. Take the first steps toward a pain-free life by calling Health in Motion at 715-453-6650 or visit himwi.com to schedule your appointment. Once again, go to himwi.com and schedule your appointment. Health in Motion wants you to get back to the activities you love quickly so you don't have to be in physical therapy longer than you need to be.
So come on.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening, and it's time for our Hatchet interview of the day. And joining me on the line is Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley. Dewey, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Of course. So, obviously, your team last year, Dewey, it was a phenomenal run. You made your first state tournament appearance in 33 years last year. You ended up losing to New Richmond in the state semifinal. How does this team look with most players returning from last year's state semifinal run?
I like where we're at right now. The biggest thing for us is just kind of knocking off the rust as far as coming off of an off season. But these kids have obviously made some gains in some of their off season teams, some of their off season preparation and workout. And I like where we're at right now. The hardest part for me is the fact that we've got 26 skaters and three goalies who've all played a lot of hockey before. And so for me, it's finding how those pieces of the puzzle fit.
Coach, you have a lot of freshmen coming in this season, looking at your roster with guys like Jake Albert, guys like Braxton Stromberg, just mentioned Cole Peterson as well, Mason Jakes. What does the future look like for this program in your estimation?
I think it's looking bright. These kids have been on teams that have been successful, throughout their youth hockey career. Not that that necessarily translates to a successful high school career, but it definitely helps. These kids have been playing high-level hockey for a long time, and it's nice when we have, not just one grade of them. We have four grades of them. And so I like the future of Tomahawk hockey.
In talking here with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coach, let's focus in on a couple of key contributors, one of them obviously being Austin Lamer, who won the Piscula Award last year for the best defenseman in Division II in the state. How has he embraced being a leader of this squad?
I think it's just another week for him. He's been kind of the leader of our team for a while now. We had some decent seniors last year, and Caleb Dickens and Logan Seymour, but I think that both of those guys would attest to the fact that Austin was just as much of a leader. And so this isn't necessarily anything that's new for him. It's just coming into the final lap of his Tomahawk career.
Coach, let's focus in on Rex Riley as well. He got hurt in the middle of the football season with arm and shoulder injuries. How is his rehab coming along, and will he be ready to go?
Yep. We're going to treat it like it's, you know, that it's not injured. He's been rehabbing it. He'll be in the lineup, contributing how he does. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's going to play. We'll get it fixed in March, and we'll see how this season goes.
In talking here with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coach, let's look at the rest of the Great Northern Conference. You have teams like Mosinee and Lakeland, obviously, that made deep playoff runs. Waupaca really surprised a lot of people last year. Then there's also teams that are probably going to be taking a step back, like Rhinelander and possibly Antigo. How tough do you think the conference will be this year?
I think time will tell. You know, all of these things are cyclical. You know, you're up for a little bit, you're down for a little bit, but, you know, it's like a bad penny where everything just kind of keeps coming back. And so right now I like to feel like we're on the uptrend, and it's our job to prepare as such, to find the best competition to play, and we will do our absolute best in the GNC. Obviously the goal is to win the next game. That includes all of the conference games, but for right now our linear focus is basically on this upcoming weekend with Amory and Menominee, who will be two very good contests for us in the Division II section of the state.
We'll go ahead and focus in on those matchups in just a little bit here, Coach. Speaking of, you know, adding opponents, you decided to add a lot of tough opponents this year. Teams like New Richmond, who knocked you out in the state semifinal last year. St. Mary Springs as well, who won the state championship. Both those schools up to Division I, not even mentioning Somerset and Baldwin Woodville. How do you think playing those teams will help build your team's morale?
As far as morale goes, I hope that we're handling that, you know, internally in our locker room, and guys are excited to play with each other and go out and compete, you know, week in and week out. I think as far as us in our development and our preparation, and that I would rather go play the best teams in the state and the best teams that will play us, and prove that we belong, you know, as a ranked team in the state. It really doesn't do us any good to go out and schedule weaker opponents. It doesn't help our development because as of, you know, February, when the season turns over and it gets to playoff time, it's win or go home. And so I'm a firm believer in iron sharpens iron. You go find the best competition you can play and let the chips fall where they may.
In talking here with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coach, what do you think is going to be your team's biggest strength this year?
I like to think it's going to be our depth. We've got a lot of quality kids on the team, and there's going to be guys scratching and clawing to get ice time. And Tomahawk hasn't had that for a long time, and it's a testament to what these kids did coming up through their youth seasons. And so the fact that we will have a varsity team, a JV team, with all hockey-capable kids is awesome. And so when I look at our depth, it's going to help us as we get into the dog days of the season. I like to think it's going to help us as we get into the playoffs and we face some of these teams that are consistently running three and four lines. And I think it will also help us in practice, knowing that there is some, you know, healthy competition within the team and that guys want to get on the ice and they're going to be fighting for playing time and positions.
So, Coach, what's a goal that you have for your team this year?
To go 1-0 on Friday. It's always the same for me, man. I try not to look too far ahead. We try to be methodical about what we do, and you know, everybody's talking about, you know, winning state and this and that and the other. And I like to think that if we're taking care of business, you know, with our next game, if we're winning a shift, winning a period, if we're playing with each other and for each other, that the outcomes will take care of themselves. And ultimately, it's going to come down to, you know, do guys care more about the team than themselves? And if we do that, I think sky's the limit for us.
Coach, let's talk about your first couple of opponents coming up this weekend. You go to the weekend tournament in Amory right after Thanksgiving. Your first two opponents are both Amory and also the other opponent who you mentioned, Menominee, I believe. What does your team need to do to get wins, and what are you going to be looking for in this opening tournament?
Basically just, you know, are the kids buying into having a sense of compete? I think it'll be more a matter of, you know, do we knock some of the rust off? Do we get some of the early season jitters out of the way? That's the great part of the, you know, having a non-con schedule, in that you can go schedule some quality opponents and just see where you're at, see if what we're doing in practice is preparing us for what we need to do in the games. I'm going to be looking for kids that buy into playing fast, playing physical, playing team hockey. You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, doing the simple things better than the other team, and that's something that we really have to focus on. You know, being creative and being fancy is great to talk about, but ultimately it is work ethic, it is fundamentals that helps us win games. And so I'm looking for kids that truly buy into that. They go out there, they play really hard, they play fundamentally sound, and they put the puck in the net.
Coach, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
No, just super excited for the season. You know, a great group of kids. You know, I've been fortunate to have been with these kids now for a little bit, and as hard as we work, I like to think that we have some fun as well, and just a great amount of support from their parents and the community, and I would love for people to just enjoy the ride, take it a game at a time, don't put the cart before the horse, and enjoy Tomahawk hockey this year.
And Tomahawk opens their season with the Amory tournament this weekend. Their first opponent is the host, Amory. Puck drops at 7 o'clock Black Friday night. Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley. Coach, thank you very much for joining me. Looking forward to covering your team this season.
As always, thank you for having me, Alex.
Of course, Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley joining us here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
Lots of good stock-up prices in this week's flyer from your local Trig store. Simply Orange Juice is on sale once again this week. Get two bottles for $6, limit two at that price. And Crystal Farms shredded or chunk cheeses, two for $4. And if you didn't get a chance to stock up on the Campbell's Cream Soups last week, they're on sale again this week. Cream of Mushroom and Cream of Chicken Soup by Campbell's, 99 cents a can, limit four at that price. And get a case of Coke for $9.99. Stock up and save. No coupon or club card needed at Trig's.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Lows dip down to about 15 tonight under overcast skies with a chance of scattered snow showers. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Slight chance for snow showers. Highs level off around 24. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Right now, 23.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening, the night before Thanksgiving. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Me personally, my favorite is stuffing. You can never go wrong with a big plate of stuffing. Otherwise, I said this on the Tomahawk Chamber Show with the lovely interim director, Karis Lau. One of my favorite side dishes, though, are the sweet potatoes that my grandma makes every single year, and she's bringing them up this year for when my wife and I host, which is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, by the way, to Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley for joining me on the show today. Good luck to the Hatchet hockey team. They take on both Amory and Menominee, and our first broadcast of Hatchet hockey will be a week from tomorrow with Tomahawk hosting Wapaka. Now, quick programming note for that. That game will be broadcast over on our sister station, 810 a.m. and 97.7 FM WJJQ. And the reason why is because the Packers and the Lions play on Thursday night. So as a result, we'll move the Hatchet game over. So we'll still broadcast the game. You just have to turn your radio dials to a different setting. That's all. So I promise not to try and lose my voice But let's talk Badger football. That's enough of that. Thank you. Okay. I watched that Badger game on Saturday when they got embarrassed by Nebraska 44-25. I didn't think that there would be a worse Badger defensive performance than that Iowa a few weeks ago. And unfortunately, I was dead wrong. Folks, the Badgers gave up 479 yards of offense to the Nebraska Cornhuskers, who had lost five straight coming into this game, lost five of seven, and the Badgers essentially made them look like the Oregon Ducks. They gave up 479 yards of offense. Dylan Raiola picked apart that Wisconsin defense with the Badgers not having Hunter Waller out there on the field. Did it hurt? Yes, it did. The offense didn't necessarily perform poorly. They moved the ball, came away with points on most possessions. Problem is that two missed field goals and a fourth down stop in red zone does not help. You left at least 21 points on the scoreboard. And that was pretty much the difference in that game. Even if you made the field goals and scored a touchdown on that fourth down stop, the final score would have been 44-38. Now, Braden Locke, this is not the day for me to criticize him. 20 of 30, 292 yards, three touchdowns and a pick. Again, most of those numbers were cured in garbage time. This is not the chance for me to criticize him. Vinny Anthony, 137 receiving yards and a touchdown. Bryson Green, four catches, 52 yards and two touchdowns. This is not something that I have said about a Badger football team ever. This is not something that I've said about a Badger team in general ever. And I've watched Badger football and basketball for many, 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 many years. Much like most fans have. For the first time in my life, I can legitimately say that the Badgers were soft. Soft. And that's not something that we are used to seeing with Wisconsin. The Badgers' strength is their secondary. That's their strength in the defensive side. And when you don't have your best defensive player out there, it's going to hamper you quite a bit. Their front seven is awful. Downright awful. And I say awful because they tease us with these big plays that they make. And then they could just come out of nowhere and just absolutely crap the bed. Ladies and gentlemen, the air raid experiment has turned into a big fat dud. And I'm blaming Luke Fickell for hiring Phil Longo because that was his hire. I'm not blaming Braden Locke for this. He's just not a starting quarterback in the Big Ten. Let's just be real about this. And I am not trying to criticize him. He seems like a nice kid. He's got a decent arm, but he's not a starting quarterback at this level. The Badgers can't score consistently offensively, and they can't stop anybody. That's really what it boils down to. And I never thought that I would say this about a Wisconsin football team, that what I've seen. Now, for those of you listening that are older than me, you remember when Wisconsin football was struggling before Barry Alvarez got there. And I'm not going to be able to feel your pain the way that I feel right now. I can equate that pain to watching one of my favorite Wisconsin sports teams, Milwaukee Bucks, in action, and being essentially mediocre to very bad for pretty much for the first 18 years of my life outside of when they had Sam Cassell and Ray Allen and Glenn Big Dog Robinson. That's the best that they had all the way up until getting Giannis Antetokounmpo. They went 18 years without winning a playoff series. Wisconsin has gone 22 years with going to a bowl game. That could very much end Black Friday when they play Minnesota. Now let me get to Fickell, Luke Fickell. I have been giving Fickell the benefit of the doubt because I know that times have changed with the NIL, with the transfer portal, with all the money that's doled out for college football. I've been giving him the benefit of the doubt because I think it takes 4 years to appropriately assess what a college coach brings to the table. And I thought this year was going to be a jump. But the injury to Tyler Van Dyke changed everything. It changed everything, really. Because now you have a backup quarterback in Braden Locke, and you already know what you're going to be getting from him. I've been giving him the benefit of the doubt these last 2 years when he's been here in Madison. Next year, I'm not going to anymore. I can't. And it sucks because I really, really like him as a coach. And I think, and I thought that he would be the coach that Wisconsin needs to replace Paul Chryst. Hard-nosed, run-tough guy that can also stop people defensively. The problem is that his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, was an air raid guy who put up massive numbers with Sam Howell at North Carolina. And his defensive coordinator is Mike Tressel. And Mike Tressel is trying to instill a run-stopping defense when their strength is their secondary. It's been a rough year. It's been a rough couple of years under Fickell. I can't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore starting next year. Now, due to the NIL and transfer portal that's going on, unfortunately, he may lose his job sooner rather than later. Do I think that he will lose his job at the end of the year? I do not. Do I think that he loses his job if he doesn't perform next year? Yes. I do not want that to happen with him. Because I genuinely believe that he is the right coach for this team, for this program. It's turned into a jumbled mess with the mess that Paul Chryst left. And Fickell is trying to pick up after him, and he's trying his hardest. He unfortunately might be the scapegoat next year if Wisconsin does not put talent and wins out there on the field. The Badgers play for Paul Bunyan's Axe Black Friday. Kick for that game is going to be at 11 o'clock. If they lose, they will not be bowl eligible for the first time in 23 years. Now, the reason why I wouldn't fire him after this year is because Greg Gard, when he took over as the coach for the Badger basketball team, they went to the tournament for the first couple of years, and then they just couldn't perform because they didn't have the bodies anymore. They had a very senior-heavy class in Gard's second year. Four starters graduated. The only one that was returning at that time was Ethan Happ. Here, they're trying to use the transfer portal, and unfortunately for them, it's blowing up in their faces. It's sad. It is. And I thought I was going to yell, but I guess I'm just so mad that I can't yell. Wisconsin can become bowl eligible with a win this Friday against Minnesota. They better make it happen. Take a look at the Big Ten recap from Week 13. Michigan State over Purdue 24-17. In the top five showdown, number 2, Ohio State outlast number 5, Indiana 38-15. Number 25, Illinois over Rutgers 38-31 in the last second touchdown. Iowa over Maryland 29-13. Number 4, Penn State over Minnesota in a nail biter 26-25. Michigan over Northwestern 50-6. And USC over UCLA 19-13. Week 14, the final week of Big Ten play is this week. Nebraska is in Iowa. The big game, Michigan at Ohio State, who's ranked number 2 in the country. Number 25, Illinois at Northwestern. UCLA against Fresno State. USC against number 6, Notre Dame. Maryland at number 4, Penn State. Rutgers at Michigan State. Purdue at Indiana. And Washington is at number 1, Oregon. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. It is 6:41 after the break. We got Thanksgiving Day and Week 13 NFL predictions. That's next.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Ah, the holidays are right around the corner. But wait! You've just realized that you need to get started on your holiday shopping, and that could include shopping for you. So come on down to Rhinelander Auto Group's Black Friday sales event. Enjoy not just one, but 2 days of sales on Black Friday this Friday and Saturday. If you purchase any new or used vehicle at Rhinelander GM, Rhinelander Toyota, or at OK Used Cars, you'll take home a 55-inch 4K Ultra Smart TV. But that's not all. Since they're in a gift-giving mood, you can take home the TV and a Blackstone griddle, too. On the service side, when you get your oil change during this Friday or Saturday's event, your next oil change on that vehicle is free. Plus, tires are also part of the Black Friday event. Purchase 3 tires, get the 4th tire for only $1. All sales end at 5 p.m. Saturday, so get some holiday shopping done this year with Rhinelander Auto Group, featuring Rhinelander GM, Rhinelander Toyota, or OK Used Cars. All locations open at 8 a.m. on Stephen Street in Rhinelander.
Hi, Tomahawk. I'm Sarah at Crossbridge Community Bank. Working with our customers has taught me a lot about living here in the Northwoods. I've met the hardest working, kindest, and caring people who give so much of themselves to make this place home. Crossbridge allows me to not only work with our customers and their families inside of the bank every day, but also outside of our walls, in the community at events, and through volunteering. It really is a place unlike any other. So stop in and meet us today. Your bank should be as committed to your community as you are. Crossbridge Community Bank, purpose first.
Welcome back to the Sports Q. You're on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening here in the Northwoods. Night has fallen here, and it's fallen for quite some time. It is now 23 degrees under overcast skies here at our WJJQ studios. Now, without further ado, it is now time for our Week 13 NFL predictions.
Yeah, here we go!
We have a triple header on Thanksgiving Day, as we often do. Kicking things off with Detroit taking on the Chicago Bears. Lions 10-1, Bears 4-7. Bears have been struggling to find wins recently. I'm going to take the Lions to win, and I'm going to set it up for a really, really big showdown next Thursday when the Packers and the Lions go against each other. I'll take Detroit to win. I think they'll have pull it out in the 4th, 30-17. Now time for our Thanksgiving Toilet Bowl of the Week. And it's the Dallas Cowboys against the New York Giants.
All hail the New York Giants!
New York Giants!
Dallas over the Giants, 21-17. And the nightcap is Thanksgiving night. Green Bay at home against Miami. Packers have won 6 of their last 7. Miami's won 3 straight, but they struggle in cold weather. Packers are going to be without Jaire Alexander. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. Packers win 28-21. Now we go to the Black Friday game. Yes, you heard it right. Black Friday.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That's because of the Black Friday joke, in case you didn't get it. Kansas City and Vegas going toe-to-toe. Aiden O'Connell getting the start for Vegas. Kansas City wins 38-17. Big game. Very intriguing matchup. Atlanta at home against the Chargers. Falcons have lost back-to-back games. Chargers lost to Baltimore last week. I think Atlanta gets off the schneid, and they get the win 28-20. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati in an AFC North showdown. Very intriguing matchup as well. I think Pittsburgh will get the win. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't know if Pittsburgh's defense can stop Cincinnati's offense. I'll take Pittsburgh to win, though, 31-30. Arizona at Minnesota. This is going to be my upset of the week.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
I'm going to take Arizona over Minnesota in a nail-biter, 28-27. New England at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Patriots 3-9, Colts 5-7. I think the Colts get back in the win column, and they win 23-21. Seattle in New York to take on the Jets. Jets just struggling to find wins right now. Seattle, they're now first place in the NFC West. I think they continue that trend, and they get the win 28-17 over the Jets. Washington at home taking on the Tennessee Titans. Titans surprising a lot of people with their win over Houston. Washington has lost 3 straight. I think Washington gets the win. I think it'll be a lot closer, though, 21-20. Houston against Jacksonville on the road. Now, most of you would say that this is probably a cakewalk for Houston. Then they went back and lost to Tennessee last week. I think they get the win. I don't think they lose two straight to bottom feeders, 24-21. Now to our late games. Tampa Bay at Carolina Panthers. They've been playing well as of late. Won two of their last three. Lost to Kansas City last week. Tampa Bay got back in the win column. I think they get another one, 24-17, Tampa Bay over Carolina. LA Rams at the New Orleans Saints. Another pretty intriguing matchup. Tampa Bay currently leading that division. New Orleans is right there with them. But I'm going to take the Rams to win. They just have more firepower offensively. I think they're a little bit better defensively, and they're better coached. Rams over the Saints, 27-24. Now the Sunday game of the week, in my honest opinion, and this is going to be a fun one. The Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry going toe-to-toe. This is the first time in NFL history that two 1,300-yard rushers are going toe-to-toe week 13 or earlier. That is awesome. There's going to be a lot of points. There's going to be a lot of rush yards from these offenses. I think Philadelphia gets the edge. I'm going to take them to win 34-27. Now it's time for Sunday Night Football. By the way, Packers-Dolphins Thanksgiving night. That'll be broadcast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll also have this one for you here on WJJQ. It's Buffalo taking on the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers still beat up. Not sure if they're going to have Brock Purdy, Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, George Kittle, any of these guys go. And inclement weather is going to play a factor here. Supposed to be a very windy and snowy day. With that logic, I'm going to take the Bills to win 28-24. San Francisco's style of play can travel in that kind of weather, but I don't think they're healthy enough to overcome it. Now we go to the Monday night game, the Denver Broncos taking on the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland surprising a lot of people with their win over Pittsburgh last week. Denver, meanwhile, don't look now, they're the number 7 seed in the AFC, and they have a 1.5-game lead over the Miami Dolphins. I think Denver gets the win. Final score 27-17. Bo Nix, by the way, could very well be in the running for Offensive Rookie of the Year, if he keeps playing the way that he is with Jaden Daniels over in Washington. Again, Denver's 27, Cleveland 17. Those are my Week 13 NFL predictions on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. You're tuned in to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ 649. I'll be back with our local sporting events and final countdown after this.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
John J. Schuene Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Schuene Construction of Tomahawk.
Going over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house or anywhere else, get there safe and in style in your next vehicle from the Auto House in Tomahawk. For over 40 years, Gary has kept his lot stocked with vehicles with style and safety in mind, and that's doing business the right way. The Auto House has your back after you drive away from the lot with an ASC-certified service department for scheduled maintenance or if you need any other service. And it's always been a point of pride for Gary that if you don't see what you're looking for on his lot, he does his best to find exactly what you're looking for. And if you ever need a rental vehicle, the Auto House has rental vehicles. The Auto House is located on North 4th in Tomahawk and online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net. Happy holidays from the Auto House in Tomahawk.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Thank you very much for joining us, by the way, on the Sports Q today. I've had a lot of fun, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Thanksgiving. This will be the last time you'll hear from me until Friday morning for the Northwoods Midday Show. That's right, with me hosting Thanksgiving, I am taking Thanksgiving off tomorrow. I feel like I've earned it. And I think that everyone here at the station thinks I've earned it, too. That's just me, though. Let's go ahead and take a look at some local events. We've got none coming up tomorrow since it is Thanksgiving, but we got a lot for you coming up this weekend. First off, for Friday, boys basketball, Mosinee hosting a tournament. Lake Lynn against Golden Muir at 5:30. Mosinee against New London at 7. And then elsewhere, Northland Pines will be at Wausau West at 7:30. Girls basketball, Rhinelander will be hosting their tournament. Crandon against Lena, Medford against Three Lakes, and Rhinelander against DC Everest. Those games begin at 12:30. And for hockey, Antigo will be at Somerset, Merrill will be at Beloit Memorial, and Tomahawk will be at Amory. Those games begin at 3:30 that day. Saturday, boys basketball continuing. Lakeland against New London at Mosinee. Antigo will be at Ashland. Mosinee will have Golden Muir, and Northland Pines will play either Newman Catholic or Madison East on Saturday. For girls basketball, the Rhinelander tournament continues. Medford against Regis, Three Lakes against Lena, Crandon against DC Everest, and Rhinelander, the host, will play Wausau West. For hockey, Antigo continues their tournament at Somerset. Merrill will take on either Stoughton or Monroe at Beloit Memorial. Shawamigan is at Shawnee. Tomahawk will play Menominee at Amory, and Mosinee will be down in Madison Memorial. That'll begin at 7:30. Monday, two sporting events in action. Girls basketball, Crandon will have Wausau East, and for boys basketball, Lakeland will take on Ashland. For Tuesday, a full slate of girls basketball on tap. That'll be our next Hatchet Sports broadcast, by the way, here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk will take on Antigo. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at approximately 6:50. Tip at 7:15 from the Hatchet House. Matt Tyler will join me in the broadcast booth for the Great Northern Conference girls basketball opener between Tomahawk and Antigo. Elsewhere, Prentice will be at Bruce, Merrill will be at Newman Catholic, Lakeland takes on Mosinee, Leona Wabino is at Stratford, Medford is at Rhinelander, Northland Pines takes on Hurley, Phillips has Grantsburg, Rib Lake is in Abbotsford, and Three Lakes Phelps will be in Edgar. For boys basketball on Tuesday, Tomahawk will have the boys basketball season get underway. Their first game is down in Tigerton. That will be getting underway at 7 o'clock that evening. The first game for the coach for the career of new Hatchet boys basketball coach Eric Neve. Meanwhile, elsewhere for boys basketball, Prentice will be in Bruce. Merrill will be at Newman Catholic. Elko will be at Marion. Phillips is in Bayfield. Antigo has Three Lakes. Shawamigan has Washburn. Crandon has Leona Wabino, and Northland Pines will be in Hurley. Meanwhile, opening week of the hockey season will continue. Mosinee will take on Houghton, Michigan at 5. Lakeland will play DC Everest. Medford will be in Pacelli. Northland Pines will be in Shawnee. Rhinelander hosts Shawamigan. Tomahawk, meanwhile, they'll be down in Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. And Wapaka will be hosting Merrill. Also, the wrestling season gets underway on Tuesday. That's right. Antigo boys and girls will be at New London at 5 o'clock. And meanwhile, boys swimming, Tomahawk will be taking on Antigo at 5:30. Hard to believe that the winter sports are here, which is the busiest time of the year for me. But that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. So, as we go ahead and wrap a bow and get into our final countdown, look at the Hatchet events coming up next week. First off, let me just sit here and say that 2 weeks from tonight, okay, we are going to have a live show, a live sports Q show at Castaways. That's right. A live sports Q show will be taking place at Castaways on Wednesday, December 11th. So if you want to go out and see me right there, I will go ahead and just order some food, sit down, relax, have a drink or two, and listen to me ramble on about sports. Nothing better than that, right? Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. So put that on your calendar. If you want to come out and see a sports Q show live and in person, go to Castaways Bar and Grill on Wednesday, December 11th. Just keep that in mind, all right? Just keep that in mind. Also, another quick note. I mentioned this at the top after talking with Hatchet Hockey Coach Dewey Riley. I'm going to tell you one more time. The Hatchet Hockey home opener is next Thursday between Tomahawk and Wapaka. Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show will begin at 6:35, and the puck will drop at 7 o'clock. And of course, Zach Garner is going to join me in the broadcast booth. Now, the Packers play the Lions on Thursday night. Can we broadcast both games? Absolutely we can. We'll have the Packer-Lion game for you here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. If you want to listen to Hatchet Hockey, you can go over to our sister station, Sports Talk, 810 AM and 97.7 FM, WJJQ. Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show again at 6:35 and the puck dropping at 7 o'clock. We'll still broadcast the game. It'll be just like any other broadcast, except we are doing it on the AM station instead of here on FM. So on 810 AM and 97.7 FM, you can listen to Tomahawk Hatchet Hockey season opener. Again, talking to Hatchet Hockey coach Dewey Riley earlier today. Seems like this team is very excited to get back out on the ice. Now it's time for our final countdown. Now we take a look at the Hatchet events upcoming this weekend. Again, Tomahawk Hockey opening their season with the Amory Tournament. Their first game is at Amory at 7 o'clock. Their second game will be against Menominee on Saturday. That will be at 4 o'clock at Amory. Then for Tomahawk again, Tomahawk Girls Basketball against Antigo. That'll be our next Hatchet Sports broadcast. Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show at approximately 6:50, tip at 7:15. And Matt Tyler will join me in the broadcast booth from the Hatchet House. Tomahawk Boys Basketball also opens their season on Tuesday as they head down to Tigerton to take on the Tigers. Opening tip at 7. Tomahawk Hockey will be down in Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln at 7 o'clock on Tuesday as well. Coming back off the Amory Tournament. First broadcast will be the Hatchet Hockey home opener on Thursday. Meanwhile, Tomahawk Boys Swimming also in action. They'll have a Great Northern Conference dual meet with Antigo at 5:30. Thank you very much for tuning into the Sports Q today here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Let me be the first to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. Have a sportacular week, and I'll see you all next week.
Listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community.